Turn to the Word of God. Appreciate His goodness tonight. Amen. Appreciate the good presence of the Holy Ghost. And amen. I'm glad for our Pentecostal blessing, aren't you? Amen. So glad for that wonderful heritage He's given to us tonight. Thank God that we can rejoice in the blessed, wonderful grace of our Savior in His presence, this precious Holy Ghost. Amen. If you'll turn to the Gospel of Matthew, if you would. Amen. The 11th chapter, chapter 11. In the Gospel of Matthew, thank God. Once again, we want to thank the Lord for this opportunity. Thank the Lord for you tonight, for Pastor, and amen, just each and every one. Thank you for allowing us to be with you tonight. Amen. Looking forward to what the Lord has in the remainder of the service. I still believe we're a church with a future. Amen. You believe that tonight? Amen. And I appreciate the vision of this church and the desire to reach out to the lost. And it just blesses my soul because I can't tell you the number of times we have been to different places where there's not much of a desire or a longing to reach out to the lost. But I appreciate, amen, a pastor and a church with a vision, amen, to see the lost come in, amen. So let's believe together that God can help us, amen, to do His work as He's called us unto. Amen. Chapter 11, verse number 1, amen, beginning there in the Gospel of Matthew. It says, and it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding His 12 disciples, He departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and shew John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Praise God. Amen. I'd like to read one more passage real quickly, and you can turn there if you'd like to. It's Job, the 19th chapter in the book of Job. Job states, and he says, oh, that my words were now written, the 23rd verse. Oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Thank God. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Hallelujah. How many know we have a great, wonderful hope here tonight? Amen. A wonderful, blessed hope that we have. Thank God. I'm going to preach to you tonight. Amen. On this thought, our blessed reassurance. Amen. Our blessed reassurance. And Pastor Jones, would you lead us in prayer tonight, Pastor, and ask the Lord's help tonight.
Thank you for the word.
Praise God.
Thank you for the message.
Help us tonight, Lord. Glory to God. In your name, help us tonight. Praise God. We all said amen. Amen. Glory to God. You may be seated if you'd like to tonight. Thank God. Appreciate His goodness and His wonderful mercy tonight. Amen. I never shall forget that day when all the burdens of my soul were rolled away. And you know, certainly as we look around us and we experience different things in life, I feel like we are living in a day and a time where we realize what it is to be in trial testing time. Amen. If there ever was a day and a time where the faith of God's people is being tested, I feel like we're at that hour. I feel like we're at that very moment. Amen. Critical days, and actually an urgent time, a time of which we need to get so much a hold of the King of Glory and the things of God. Amen. That strong foundation that He hath laid for us, and get such a good footing upon that stronghold, or should I say that foundation that we have, that the problems and troubles and cares and trials of life do not sway us, amen, to and fro. Because it'd be very easy, brother and sister, to allow those things to overwhelm us at times. But I wanted to bring to you tonight, if I could, by the help of the Lord and by the help of His holy word, amen, just a couple of examples of two men that were righteous men. Two men that were holy men. Amen. Men that lived for God, that obeyed God to the fullest, that allowed the Lord to use their very lives. And I'm going to talk about John the Baptist first here, if I could, just a little bit. Amen. From the day that, amen, John beheld the Lamb of God approaching him on the banks of the River Jordan, it was a glorious day. Amen. I know that, amen, his heavenly Father, of course, had probably shown him and revealed to him that one of these days he would encounter this blessed Redeemer. Amen. But as he approached him that day, amen, John beheld him and testified concerning the Lamb of God. He said, amen, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. And surely we know the passage. Jesus come down into the River Jordan, and John baptized him there. Amen. Not feeling worthy, but oh, Jesus told him, he said, let it be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And as he did, those heavens were opened wide. Amen. And the Holy Ghost descended down upon the Son of God in a miraculous way. And John beheld and heard the glorious testimony, amen, from his heavenly Father, testifying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Is there someone here in this house tonight that can agree with me, amen, that we have testified, we have witnessed, we have beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, amen, full of grace and truth. Amen. He hath come to help us tonight and come to reveal himself in such mighty ways. And as the brother was encouraging us here tonight, amen, to get in and to just get a hold of all of the Lord that we could. Amen, Pastor, I feel like he was leading us right. Amen, I feel like we just need to reach in and get such a hold on this wonderful Savior and this Redeemer that we love tonight. Amen, to a place to where when the storms come and the winds blow and the waves begin to try to overflow our soul, brother and sister, we can still say, I'm still holding on. Amen. I'm still holding on. I've still got my eyes set upon the King of Glory, and I'm looking unto the author and the finisher of my faith. That one that can help me. That one that will never fail me. That one that will never leave my side. But could something, and I'm going to just take this, and please don't take me wrong, I'm not saying anything critical against John the Baptist, but could there have come this time in his life now, amen, where he is just about finished his commission as the forerunner of Christ Jesus? Of course, he preached repentance. He baptized the multitudes. And he saw many, amen, many souls come to the Lord. But now, amen, the hand of Herod had taken him and cast him into the prison for Herodias' sake. And now, brother, maybe he can, you know, just the way we get sometimes when things come along our way, things that we're not expecting. And we could begin to wonder, Pastor, amen, how are these things going to turn out? Amen, how is this going to be? Amen. I know surely, amen, that I preached the truth. I know I've lived for God. I know I've obeyed his voice. But oh, now all the persecution and the trouble and the trial, testing time that comes against my faith, it makes me wonder. Amen. How many's there, been at that place sometimes? Amen. You can confess and say, I've been at that place many a time. Amen. Where doubts and fears have crept in my mind and made me wonder, amen, can I make it through? Amen. Can I make this journey? Can I continue to hold on? Oh, but I tell you, brother and sister, there's a blessed reassurance in this house tonight. And his name is Jesus. And the Holy Ghost is here. And I believe he's come to encourage someone here tonight to let you know tonight we can make it, church. Amen. You can make it through the trial. You can make it through the test. You may not always see your way clear, but there is victory in this house. Amen. There is victory promised unto me and you, if we'll just hold on just a little bit longer. Just hold on just a little bit longer. Sometimes I don't always see it clear. Sometimes it doesn't always make sense to me. And I guess I kind of put John the Baptist in a place where many times we come to where we get so clouded with doubts and with fears and different things that the devil uses to try to bring unbelief to make us wonder, have I gone wrong? Have I made the wrong decision? Have I done the wrong thing? Have I stepped out when I shouldn't have stepped out? Have I done something I shouldn't have done? You know, many times we could feel that way because finding ourselves, amen, like John was in that prison cell. It wasn't comfortable, brother and sister. It wasn't something pleasurable, pastor. Amen. It was something that could have been very miserable, amen, for him as in the physical sense. Amen. But I'm sure there was something stirring within the heart of John. Amen. Because he called, amen, two of his disciples. He said, I just want you to go to him. I want you to go to, amen, to that one they call Jesus. And I want you to ask him one more time. Lord, are you he that should come, or do we look for another? Amen. I just need a little bit of reassurance. Oh, I feel like here tonight, brother and sister, amen, there are times in our lives that we need the Holy Ghost to pass by our way and to give us a blessed reassurance. Thank God that he's going to help us, that he's going to carry us through, that he's going to bring us on to victory, and that we can have the victory that Christ has promised unto me and you. Many times we need that great hand of the Lord to just lift us up one more time. How many enjoys that blessed touch? Oh, don't you enjoy that blessed touch when he comes by our way and we enjoy Pentecost, we enjoy the glory of the Lord and the presence of God. But, amen, sometimes we're shut up in a place to where, amen, the four walls are facing us and all we see is the dread and the fear and the trouble and the trial. And it'd be very easy to wonder, amen, it'd be very easy to wonder and to question it. And those big question marks begin to appear before us. Amen, sometimes it's a why, Lord. Amen, sometimes it's a when, Lord. Lord. Sometimes, amen, what is this, Lord? Sometimes we don't even know which direction it's coming. But like they say so many times, when it rains, come on, help me a little bit, amen. When it rains, it pours. I mean, it comes, and it comes, and it comes, and it would like to overwhelm us. John was in a trial testing time of his life. John was at that point. John, and maybe just this may just be my, maybe just my thought, but I just felt this in my heart today. And I, because I know, and being in ministry so many times, amen, you know what I'm talking about. When we're following the Lord, doing all that we can for the King, desiring to be all that we can be for the kingdom of God. Amen. But then here comes the attack of the enemy. The thing that I don't understand. The thing that doesn't feel good. Amen. The thing that makes me wonder, brother. Amen. Can I make it through? Amen. Can I make it through? Amen. I'm going to go to Job here for just a moment. I'll get back to John the Baptist here in a moment. Job, you know the trial testing time he went through in his life. He found himself at a place where he lost everything. Just in a few moments' time, everything was taken from Job, gone. Couldn't even take a hold of it, grasp it in his hand. It was taken from him so quickly. But you know, Job had something in his soul, brother. He had a fire that burned deep within him, pastor. And it burns in such a way that when all these things happened, all that Job could do was shave his head and fall to the ground and say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen, Job, it didn't stop there, brother. Amen, if that was not bad enough, amen, you know the story. Amen, the devil, Satan, amen, came before God again, bone for bone. Amen, let me touch his flesh, and he'll curse you to your face. And God allowed, amen, the devil to smite Job from head to foot, amen, with boils, with painful, amen, boils, amen, and certainly agonizing in his flesh, agonizing in his spirit, amen, surrounded by friends that were not comforting him nor helping him. Amen. No one to lean upon. No one to turn to. But oh, brother Matt, I believe he caught a vision. I believe he caught a glimpse of glory. I believe he caught a glimpse of his heavenly Father. And he realized, I have hope today. Amen. And that's why I wanted to read to you, amen, what Job said. Even though he was in the midst of the trial and the midst of the test, he had a blessed reassurance, brother. Amen. God spoke to him. And thank God, amen, Job wanted to testify a little bit. It's all right to testify, isn't it? Amen. How many loves to testify here tonight? You love to testify? It's all right to testify. Amen. Job began to, amen, to speak those words. And little did he maybe even know, amen, that thousands of years later, amen, that me and you would be reading these precious words, amen, that were written from the lips of, amen, of a man that was going through a terrible trial testing time. He said, oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. And believe me, brother and sister, they certainly are. Amen. Thank God, he said, that they were graven with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever, because Job had something that he wanted to say. Amen. Job had something he wanted to declare. Oh, is there someone in this house tonight that would lift a hand with me and just testify? Amen, brother. Sure, I may be going through some times. I may be going through some troubles, but I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amen. I may be going some perilous days right now, and trouble may surround me, but I realize that my Redeemer liveth. And thank God he's given me hope, a hope that I cannot find in this life, a hope that no one can give to me. My Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. If he could have printed it on the billboards, he would have. If he could have broadcast it in lights, he would have. But oh, from the depths of his soul and the depths of his heart, he realized that trial, testing, and persecution, and even though it was on the spiritual sense, brother, he realized, hey man, I've got something to hold on to here tonight. Church, I'd like to encourage us here. Hey man, you may be going through a time in your life. Hey man, trial, testing may be on every hand. Hey man, sometimes sickness, sometimes affliction. Hey man, sometimes the discouragement that would like to cloud my soul. But oh, when I reach up to heaven and I get a glimpse one more time, and the Lord passes by my way, and the Holy Ghost visits me, and I can all stand upon my feet and say, my Redeemer liveth. Oh, thank God, my Redeemer liveth tonight. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all my fears are gone. Because he lives, I know he holds my future. He holds our future. None can dictate the future of a child of God, but only the King of Glory. Only our Master. Only our wonderful Heavenly Father that takes such care and such concern with me and you tonight. I thought about this, and I remembered a scripture that the Lord gave my wife and I some time ago, when we were going through a time of testing and trial. It's just a common thing, you know, in these days and times. But God spoke to my wife's heart, and we began to read the scripture. Matter of fact, Brother Matt, we try to make it just something to quote this scripture every day. In 2 Timothy, and I believe it's 1:7, he says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Oh, brother, I think about John the Baptist, and maybe just for a moment, and like I said, I'm not criticizing him nor saying anything critical about this great man of God, because I know, but maybe as an example to me and you, this was written to let us know that sometimes when those questions come, sometimes when those doubts and fears haunt us, that we need that reassurance, brother. We need that reassurance, sister. And we need to take a hold and realize God had not given me a spirit of fear. Hallelujah. I'd like to tell someone here tonight, the Lord hath not given you a spirit of fear. Amen. He said, fear is of the devil, but he said, perfect love. Thank God. Aren't you glad for that perfect love tonight? Amen. Perfect love casteth out all fear. Amen. He hath given us, thank God, that power, that love, and of a sound mind. Amen. That mind that can be rational. Amen. That mind that can get a hold of a glimpse of glory and realize that God is working behind the scenes. Amen. And you may not see the hand of the Lord moving now, but you just stick around a little bit. I can guarantee you he will fight in your behalf. If you will trust him and depend upon him and set your eyes upon him just like Job did and say, I know, thank God, this is no soul salvation, isn't it? Amen. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know he lives.
I know he lives. Job went on a little bit further. He didn't stop there. He lives. And he said, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Brother, I believe Job was given a prophetic message. He saw something great. He saw something glorious, brother. He saw a resurrected Lord. And he saw a resurrection. Thank God. Aren't you glad for the promise of a resurrection? Somebody help me just a little bit. Would you lift a hand towards heaven just a moment? Can we thank God tonight for the hope of a resurrection? He said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Thank God forever to be with him. Amen. He said, wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. Oh, thank God. God, could I speak just a little word of comfort, a little word of encouragement here tonight to someone's heart, amen, that may be troubled and trial has got you just overwhelmed. I'd like to tell you tonight, brother and sister, there's a blessed reassurance for you. Amen. His name is Jesus. Thank God he's coming again like he's never come before. And he's coming for a bride that's without a spot and without a blemish. And we've got a reason to rejoice tonight over it. Thank God he's coming back. Thank God he's coming back. I sure don't want to be left here. Job said, even after these skin worms destroy my body and my flesh, I shall see God. He realized there was going to be a resurrection. He realized that this life wasn't it. He realized that this was just temporal. This was just temporary. And oh, my Lord, my God. He can carry us through. Jesus heard the words of the disciples of John. They come to him. John sent us to ask you, are you he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus told them, he said, you go back to John and you tell him what your eyes have seen. He said, the blind receive their sight. The lame are made to walk. The dead are raised up. And the poor have the gospel preached unto them. What a reassurance. What a reassurance. What a reassurance. You know, we sing that beautiful song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. But there comes a time, brother and sister, when the clouds are so dark, and there comes a time when the storm is so high and the waves are just about to overflood me and the fire is raging so hot, Pastor, that I can't hardly, amen, find my sense of direction. Amen. Those are the times when I need that reassurance to come behind me and take a hold. Amen. Take a hold one more time of whom, in whom I have believed tonight. Aren't you persuaded, amen, that he is able to keep that which we have committed unto him against that day? Thank God there's something about knowing tonight, amen, being sure tonight and being reassured that he is able to help us along this journey. And I believe when John received the message and he began to get into just a fresh glimpse, amen, maybe just a little revival began to stir in his soul at that time, and even in the prison cell, amen, I believe when he received those news and received those words, amen, that I feel like, brother, he was ready for the chopping block. Amen. He was ready for whatever was to come. Amen. Because he realized, my Redeemer, he liveth, thank God. He's alive and he's here and he's the living Son of God. And he hath come to redeem and to save. He hath come to set free. Deliverance in his hands. The word of God in his mouth. And oh, the power to save the souls of men. He's still the same, brother and sister. And I know I'm not telling you anything you don't know here tonight. But I just felt this upon my heart. And I felt like maybe someone here tonight, that you may be at that point. I was telling the church earlier today, and we were in down at Dayton, and one of the men of the church was talking about his neighbor. He said his neighbor has been stricken with a terrible I believe it's like a stage four of cancer. And he's in so much pain, Pastor. He's in so much pain. And this brother in the church, he said he saw his neighbor out in the, he's got a little field out there next to his house. He saw the neighbor walking back and forth with a pistol on his side. Just walking back and forth like he was just in such a deep, agonizing thought. And he noticed that pistol on his side. He said, there's something wrong. He went outside to talk to him. Brother began to talk to him. He said, friend, what's wrong? What's the matter? He said, I can't live with this pain anymore. He said, I'm hurting so bad. I'm in such pain. And this brother began to share with him that peace that passes all understanding. He began to share with him how there is a Savior that could make a difference. He began to share with him how this life is so temporary and that one of these days we'll leave this life. But if we've made things right, there's a heaven to gain. There's a blessed Savior and a Master to serve for all eternity. He began to share with him. He could have very well, he was about to take his life, brother. He was at the end of his rope. But he needed a reassurance. He needed some reassurance. You know what I'm talking about tonight. Because we've all been at that place. And maybe if you haven't, you know of someone that has. That needed to hear. That needed to see. That needed to experience what we can take for granted so easily. Every church service. And every time the presence of God is here. That blessed reassurance that Jesus is mine and I am His. That's all John needed. He just needed a word. He just needed some courage, brother. He just needed some strength. I don't know what you have need of here tonight, but I feel like there's someone in this house that you need a reassurance. You need to know that the Lord can still help. You need to know that He could still make a way. You need to know that He could still work the impossible. That He could still open the eyes of the blind. He could make the lame to walk. That He could still raise the dead. My blessed reassurance. Hallelujah. Close your eyes with me if you would. Just every eye closed. Every mind upon the Lord. In the book of Hebrews, the writer spoke of many of them who died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them, embraced them. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Can we embrace Him tonight just a little while? They embraced Him. And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. That even though that trial and that test and that burden I carry sometimes is so heavy. And it seems like I can't find my strength. Can't seem to find my hope. If I can just remember that my Redeemer liveth. And He liveth by the power of God. And because he lives, we have a reason to live. We have a reason to work. We have a reason to pray. We have a reason to praise Him tonight. We have a reason to journey on. We have a reason to resist this world and to say, I have decided to follow Jesus. And I'm not going to turn back. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Oh, Jesus, my Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just every eye closed, every mind upon the Lord. Just a little while here tonight. I won't hold you long. But I feel like someone needs that blessed reassurance. Oh, that assurance tonight that I can know above all things that I can make it. That I can know that He's going to help me. The writer in Hebrews wrote again, he said,
Godliness with contentment is great gain. He said, for he hath said, I will never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. How is it that I can be content in this life? There's a lot of things I feel like I need. I need certain things. I need answers to my prayers. And oh Lord, because he hath said that he'd never leave me. He'd never forsake me. He's more than enough tonight. He's more than enough. He is that El Shaddai, that one that is more than enough tonight. He is that one of whom Job beheld him and testified concerning him. He is that one of whom John in the prison cell realized he is the one, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. You can have that assurance tonight. Amen. We can have that assurance, church. And even when the clouds of fear and doubt overwhelm our souls, we can have that assurance. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know he's able. Hallelujah. Would you stand to your feet with us just a little while tonight? Would you stand with us just a little while? Hallelujah. I'd like to ask you just right where you're at, if you just stretch out a hand towards heaven right now, just for a moment. And could we ask of him right now? Thank God. Oh, if not for our own selves, if not for a need that we have right now, maybe for a need of a loved one right now, maybe for the need of your brother, of your sister tonight, maybe for the need of someone in the church family, maybe for a neighbor, for a friend. If that brother had not gone out and talked to his neighbor and allowed God to use him, his neighbor may not be alive today. But because he was willing, he told him, our Redeemer lives. And he wants you to live. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer lives. And he wants you to live. Thank God. He lives tonight. And he wants us to live. He wants us to live for him. He wants to test us to testify of his goodness, of his grace, of his wonderful works. Oh, thank God. I feel like there's a reassurance here tonight, church. Amen. A reassurance that when we walk out these doors, amen, that the clouds of doubt and fear have got to go tonight. That spirit of fear has got to go tonight. Love, power, and of a sound mind. Thank God. I can claim what God has promised to me. My life is worth, it's worth it. The living, oh, just because. Hallelujah. Can I ask you, brother and sister, would you help us tonight? Could we come and gather around these altars? You want to stand, you want to kneel, whatever you want to do tonight. Amen. I just feel like somebody needs that reassurance. I'd like to ask everyone in this house that would come, amen, that you'd make your way in this direction. And you might say, brother, sure, I'm not facing a trial right now. Amen. Stick around long enough, brother and sister. I want to tell you, trial just in time will come. But there is victory. Amen. There is victory. There is victory in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we can claim that victory tonight. We can hold on to that victory. And we can see the hand of God work. Because I know. Oh, yes, I know. Maybe there's a temptation been facing you, and the devil's been trying to use things against you. Oh, could you just realize tonight, oh, my Redeemer, mirror than thought of evil. My Redeemer lives tonight. Thank God. Oh, he lives, yes, he does.
Because he lives.
Oh, yes, my Savior lives.
I can face tomorrow.
Oh, I can face tomorrow because he lives. Hallelujah.
Because
thank God. Give me that reassurance tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. That reassurance of your salvation. That reassurance of your grace tonight. That reassurance to know. Oh, that my Redeemer lives tonight. Yes, he does.
Because I know.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, I know tonight.
He holds my future.
Oh, when the devil comes against you, wages
and my
war against
life
you.
Is
thank God there's someone that's going to serve me tonight.
Living.
Hallelujah. He's with us tonight, brother. He's with us tonight, sister. He's here to help us make it through. Thank God. Oh, thank God he's able. He's able tonight. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Porque él vive.